Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 103, 1 and 2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 103, 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. We can praise God through our words only, with half-hearted worship, or we can bless Him with everything that is within us, with all of our hearts, our minds, and our strength. Do you ever walk into the church sanctuary or try to pray and find your mind going in 1,000 different directions? In those moments, God invites us to pause, to refocus, and to reflect on everything we have in Jesus Christ. The late theologian Charles Spurgeon referred to today's scripture as the author, quote, stirring up his inmost self to magnify the Lord, end quote. So basically, deciding to praise God. When life is going well, when times are hard, or our circumstances feel monotonous, whatever the season, Psalm 103, which is a great passage to reflect on and pray through, reminds us that we always have plenty of reasons to give thanks. And so we bless God's holy name, which means His character, all that He is, and all that He represents. He is faithful, merciful, sovereign, ever-present, ever-loving, all-powerful, full of wisdom and truth. He's the God who sees all, who knows all, and who surrounds us with love and grace, a grace given to us through Christ's death and resurrection. He redeemed our life from the pits that we had buried ourselves in. As the passage today's verse comes from states, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Through His blood, He forgave our sins, every last one, past, present, and future. He healed the sickness of our souls and gave us the power to break free from all those ugly, prideful, and self-destructive behaviors that once enslaved us. As verse 12 states, as far as the east is from the west, meaning as far as is possible, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Jesus doesn't just pardon us for our sins or cover them over. He purges the infection from us. Our slate, so to speak, does not get any cleaner than that. Our God saw us in our mess. He reached down, He pulled us out, and He set us on a path of life, healing, hope, and freedom. Not because we deserve this, and certainly not because we've earned it. He gives us this precious blessing, this soul-deep transformation, because He loves us with a love that is as vast as the space between heaven and earth. Psalm 103 tells us God crowns us with loving kindness. That is such a beautiful truth. Because Jesus chose to wear a crown of thorns, symbolizing Him taking upon Himself the curse of our sin, we are now crowned with loving kindness. A deep, incomprehensible love stirs Him to compassion, similar to what the most honorable and attentive father feels towards their children. because God is our Father, a perfect Father, and we are His beloved children. And God responds to us with the same patience and grace that the best, most nurturing and attentive parent does their two-year-old who is just learning to share, or that preschooler who often struggles to manage his emotions, or the middle schooler who experiences the occasional mood swing, or the teenager who failed her test. Because as verse 14 states, He remembers that we are dust, meaning that we're human, that we're prone to sin, to selfishness, to fear, to pride, confusion, and deception. God knows how much we long to trust Him more fully, to surrender to Him more consistently, to show Him but a smidgen of the love He so faithfully shows us. But we fail because we're frail. And so through Christ, He offers us His grace and His strength. And He declares us righteous, which means we never have to live in fear or wear ourselves out trying to make up for all of the mistakes in our past. We don't have to exhaust ourselves to reach some level of perfection because we belong to Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son, from now to forevermore. And while most of us have so many other reasons to bless God, we have roofs over our head, food in our pantries and refrigerators. We have friends and loved ones that make our lives rich. We have even more reason to give thanks for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the precious gift of salvation He so freely gives to everyone who trusts in Him. And so, like the psalmist, we command our souls to bless the Lord and to never forget His benefits. Let's pray. God, You are loving, gracious, and compassionate. You are so faithful and attentive to everyone who calls on Your name. We know You long to see us live more like Jesus, and yet You offer us so much grace when we fail. You invite us to live in that grace, rejecting shame, rejecting guilt, knowing that our sins have been paid for and removed from us as far as the east is from the west. What's more, through Christ, You have declared us righteous, made new and holy, and now, most importantly, able to connect personally, closely with You, our holy and loving God. And so, in the middle of our most stressful and chaotic days, help us to pause to remember our greatest blessings. And as we meditate on each aspect of Your grace, may You drown out our stress and our anxieties and our frustrations with praise. We love You and we choose to praise You, for You are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.